Wait, Bill Hewlett gave him spare parts? That's on a par with Bill Gates getting unlimited access to a timeshare terminal at age 13. It's as if you were interested in fashion and your neighbor growing up happened to be Giorgio Armani. And when was Jobs born? February 24th, 1955. Another of the pioneers of the software revolution was Eric Schmidt. He ran Novell, one of Silicon Valley's most important software firms, and in 2001, he became the chief executive officer at Google. Eric Schmidt, April 27th, 1955. I don't mean to suggest, of course, that every software tycoon in Silicon Valley was born in 1955. Some weren't, just as not every business titan in the United States was born in the mid-1830s. But there are very clearly patterns here. And what's striking is how little we seem to want to acknowledge them. We pretend that success is exclusively a matter of individual merit. But there's nothing in any of the histories we've looked at so far to suggest things are that simple. These are stories instead about people who were given a special opportunity to work really hard and seized it, and who happened to come of age at a time when that extraordinary effort was rewarded by the rest of society. Their success was not just of their own making. It was a product of the world in which they grew up. By the way, let's not forget Bill Joy. Had he been just a little bit older and had to face the drudgery of programming with computer cards, he says he would have studied science. Bill Joy, the computer legend, would have been Bill Joy, the biologist. And had he come along a few years later, the little window that gave him the chance to write the supporting code for the internet would have closed. Bill Joy, the computer legend, might well have been Bill Joy, the biologist again.